This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 68 of our readings, and it's March 9. So today we will be reading from Exodus chapter 19, Psalm 60, Proverbs chapter 12, verses 16 through 20, and Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. Our last reading from Exodus ended with Moses being counseled by his father-in-law, Jethro. They are now approaching Mount Sinai, where Moses will receive special instructions for his people. And Psalm 60, verse 6, is prayed as the evening prokimenon of Sunday Vespers during Great Lent. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Exodus chapter 19. Now in the third month, after the children of Israel departed from the land of Egypt, on the same day they came into the Sinai desert. For they departed from Rephidim, came into the Sinai desert, and camped in the desert. So Israel camped there before the mountain. Then Moses went up to the mountain of God, and God called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be a special people to me above all nations, for all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a royal priesthood and a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before them all these words the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered with one accord and said, Everything the Lord said we will do and hearken to. So Moses reported these words to God. The Lord then said to Moses, Behold, I come to you in the pillar of cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. Again the Lord said to Moses, Go down and solemnly charge the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Let them be ready for the third day, for on the third day the Lord will descend upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, Take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely die. Not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow, whether man or beast, he shall not live. When the thunders, the trumpets, and the cloud depart from the mountain, they shall ascend the mountain. So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, Be ready for the third day, do not come near your wives. So it was that on the third day in the morning there were thunderings and lightnings and a dark cloud on Mount Sinai, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, and all the people in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely enveloped in smoke, because God descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the people were exceedingly amazed. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called to Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Then God spoke to Moses, Go down and solemnly charge the people, lest they break through to gaze at God, and many of them perish. Also, let the priests who come near the Lord God sanctify themselves, lest he destroy some of them. But Moses said to God, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you solemnly charged us, saying, Set bounds around the mountain and sanctify it. The Lord then said to him, Go down and then come up, you and Aaron with you. But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to God, lest the Lord destroy some of them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. Psalm 60. Hear my supplication, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I cried out to you. When my heart was discouraged, you lifted me high on a rock. You guided me, for you became my hope, a tower of strength from the face of the enemy. I will dwell in your tabernacle unto the ages. I will be covered with the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, hear my prayers. You give an inheritance to those who fear your name. You will add days to the days of the king, his years as the days of generation to generation. He will abide before God forever, who will seek out his mercy and truth. So I will sing praise to your name unto ages of ages, that I may pay my vows day to day. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 16 through 20. By the fruits of his mouth the soul of a man will be filled with good things, and the recompense of his lips will be given to him. The ways of undiscerning men are right in their own eyes, but a wise man hearkens to counsels. A man without discernment immediately proclaims his wrath, but an astute man hides his own dishonor. A righteous man declares his honesty openly, but the witness of the unrighteous is deceitful. There are those who wound with a sword as they speak, but the tongues of the wise heal. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. Now when they drew near Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, Why are you doing this? Say, The Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here. So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, What are you doing loosing the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it and sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to it, if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. We heard that the fig tree withered after Jesus cursed it. And why did he curse it? Because it had leaves but no fruit. Now Mark tells us that it wasn't the season for fruit, so it's kind of not fair to curse the tree for something that was not the tree's fault. Now, we need to see that this was a type of illustrative teaching by Jesus. It's not really about figs. It's about bearing fruit, which Jesus talks about in other places as well. Some of the fathers say that it is a remark about the Jewish leaders of his time. They say that practicing the Mosaic law without bearing the fruits of repentance is like having green leaves but no fruit on the fig tree. But when I read it, I also see it as a reminder to myself. I am called to bear fruit. I'm not called to do nothing with my faith, but to bear fruit. And for me, it is the season for figs, the time for fruit. I do not have a time, really, when I'm not in fruit season. Maybe the fruit is different at different times, but all times are times to bear the fruit of repentance. And the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as we read in Galatians chapter 5, there is no time that this fruit is not in season. And if we are struggling in bearing the fruit, at least let us struggle in it, strive for it, move in that direction. So, brothers and sisters, it is fruit season for us. Maybe not for the fig tree, but for us, certainly. We partake of a fruit-bearing faith. So let us not be barren Christians. It is the season for fruit. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.